Hey, welcome everyone to Transforming Anger in Our Metal Elements. Thank you so much for being here. I've got some very interesting lighting happening. I'm in this new Airbnb, so I might have some light streaks running through my face is what it looks like right now, but I'll take the natural lighting. Okay, love bugs, if you haven't already, let's have you begin here by means of breathing, giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. If you haven't already as well, I invite you to make your way into a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. And as you're breathing here, imagine that every breath is an opportunity to release and let go. And just begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. The very first thing that I'm seeing is a massive amount of anger on the lungs, and a lot of it's in the back. We usually put the stuff that we don't want other people to see in our back body, and the lungs happen to work with metal elements, as we talked about last week, in case you weren't there or haven't had a chance to listen to that recording. The metal element works primarily with the lungs and the large intestine meridians, okay? And within the metal elements here, it likes to actually help to contract things and make them smaller, to release them and disperse them, and then they just disintegrate and disperse and go away. And the anger energy, it likes to do the opposite. It actually likes to expand, and it likes to expand quickly. It's like maximum type of rage, type of expansion. It's like that volcanic eruption, if you will. So let's just say that anger within metal elements, not the easiest on the lungs, large intestine, or anything else related to the metal elements, okay? So as we release this, we also need to do just a little bit of extra thing or two here to support that release. It's a little bit more challenging for the lungs to take this out. We're gonna run circulation of all the basic healing resources at the same time, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into the electrons, protons, solitons, and neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor alike, the endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression. They help all of our body to heal, in particular our nervous and our immune systems. Also working with circulation of endorphins, hormones, did I mention those already? Forgive me if I have. And the balance of feminine to masculine, or yin to yang. And then we're gonna also circulate hydration, helping those cells to absorb water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here, okay? And then as that gets circulating through to the lungs, primarily the back, working its way to the front, we're unhooking, it looks like little points to me all the way around the physical lung, and at the same time releasing that from all the points along the lung meridian itself, which is no small thing. Okay, and as this is circulating, we're also going to run lymphatic drainage through the entire lung, pardon me, meridian. Okay, beauty. Nice, it's like lung cleanout day. Okay, at the same time as that, we also need to unwind a few different adhesions, but this is mostly on an emotional frequency, so these aren't necessarily from like physical anything, like a fall or something. This is more just feeling from emotions of other emotions the lungs don't process well. The lungs have an easier time of processing grief, all these other emotions, they have varying degrees of difficulty with. Anger is not the easiest for it, okay? And within these adhesions, from the emotions being stuck here over the years, perhaps decades, there's something extra that we need to do as we unwind them that I haven't seen before. So just give me one sec. Let me figure this out. Okay, neat. It wants to, the same time as it's unwinding the adhesions, like with every little unwinding bit throughout all the different layers and stages of unwinding, it wants to do a cellular repair for each bit. So that's going to be several different cellular repairs, little mini cellular repairs, restoring those cells back to their fullest potential of health. Okay, and as it unwinds and restores those cells, it's increasing the Wei Qi, that natural protective energy layer that's meant to be protective around a variety of things, including the emotional frequency, which is what we're working with. Okay, nice. Very thorough clean out of the lungs with anger today. Nice. Good thing it came up. Okay, loves. If you haven't already, you're welcome to take your hand to your lungs. If it's awkward to reach the back of your lungs, you can do it all from the front. And just imagine that underneath your hands now, you can sense the emotion, or if you want to cross your hands, and that's even easier, go for that. Imagine that you can sense this emotion here of anger. Whether that's frustration, irritation, fury, rage, anything in between, pissed off. Just invite that energy to be here and allow it to be here. And tune into it with all five senses. What does this feel like in your body? If this anger had a smell or a taste, what would it smell or taste like? And if this anger had a sound or a message, a noise, what would it be? Listen to what it has to express, if anything. Yeah, and then just check out and see what anger looks like. Does it have a texture, a color? Maybe there's an image here. Whatever's here for you, intensify. Make it more seemingly real, present here. And just notice how much is here. If it's a different image than a ball, that's great, but just roughly what size is this? Is it roughly the size of like a little pea, a ping pong ball, an egg, a grapefruit, a volleyball, a beach ball, bigger? How much is here? And as you get a sense of that, just loosening up the edges of that ball or that image with every breath and inviting that image into your hands or the other senses, whatever booted up for you today. And as you invite that energy into your hands here, give this one more slow, deep breath. It's almost ready to unhook here in 3, 2, 1. Nice. And just cleaning house here. If you need to do another sweep or two, feel free to do so. Okay, love. As we do that, I'm almost ready to tap. I just want to mention one more thing. We're going to work with the lung meridian where it goes through the sphenoid bone and shines onto the brain, if you will. And we're working with that reflection within the head brain. We need to do one more emotional release of anger just from the limbic, the emotional brain here. Okay, so if you want to, you can join me as well. We're just going to take that attention right to that limbic brain, which is just around that ear. And again, tuning in with all five senses and observing what you observe here. Sweep it together. And just stay with that observation practice, sweeping all your observations here together, if you will. And just gathering them all. And as you gather them all here underneath your hands, just invite them into your hands. And when you've got everything that you need here, you can just simply release and unhook. There's a little bit of it hooked into the sphenoid bone. Okay, beauty. And we're gonna go ahead and tap that all out here. Slow, deep breaths. Okay, love bugs. Now, the lungs happen to represent our new beginnings, our transition into life itself. You could say it carries our connection to our life force energy. And within this, there's just a little bit of, I always talk about it in lighter terms, like not wanting to be here or to be present. This is carrying something a little bit stronger than that. This is more working with those darker thoughts that you have around not wanting to be here. Okay, and we can call it a label of trauma. We could call it a variety of things. Whatever that energy is, whatever that holds for you, whatever the meaning is behind the words here for you, is what we're actually addressing. And the feeling is so much richer than I can actually give a voice to. Okay, within this, though, there are layers of not just anger, but also depression, very deep sadness. And a lot of this is orienting to, it looks like family stuff for people. Okay. And just the pressure of being within your family environment at times. Creating this deep layer of sadness. As well as anger. And that's stored, interestingly enough, in the lungs, but in a different location. This is very central. It's right around where the lungs join onto that major airway. Okay, and within the center region of the chest here, I see a past life energy of being crushed, but not by like a massive boulder or anything, just a very heavy stone. And it was right in the center of the heart and got crushed. It was, for some of you, it was actually something that got dropped on you from very high heights, and for others, you dropped onto the stone and fell onto it. Okay, we think of past lives pretty differently than most. We don't think that you yourself have lived before, that you go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, all those unresolved issues enter like a giant pool. When a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort it out in their lifetime. Okay? So, as we work with this release here, it's got a very heavy feeling, and we're releasing the heaviness, much like we release emotions as a separate thing as well here. And we're running all those same circulation healing resources through now to the very midline. And this is linking into when your lungs were first developing in utero and the precursor cells that came off of the neural tube development or that midline structure from which all of us, well, developed. And it looks like there was a bit of a compromise there as the cells were just beginning to give life to the lungs, these precursor cells. And we're carrying a certain level of stress, tension. There's this impact of not just adrenaline, but also cortisol, and lungs are very sensitive to both of those. There is this piece here that we need to heal, it looks like. There's one more layer of sadness here. That's the one it's wanting attention to. Okay. And this sadness is very specifically around not feeling wanted. Okay, and in addition to that my presence is causing pain. Okay. And that's a very deep, tender, raw, vulnerable feeling. So to support that, we're just going to go really slowly here. We're going to run a multi-step Sidri. We're going to keep that running for the next 5 days. That starts with C, circulation of all those same healing resources that I mentioned earlier, followed by D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up possibilities where it just may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, loves. At the same time as that, we need to head into the, I know we've talked about this one quite a bit, the subtle region, that center of bliss and well-being. And you can think of that as the midline structure of the brain that helps to support or give a sense of well-being to all things that developed midline for our purposes in today's work. Okay. We're also looking at the cingulate gyrus, which is that drama queen of the brain, and just dialing this down so that it's actually something that you can deal with. And the drama queen of the brain tends to blow things up and it creates stress out of thin air, but also it takes anything that is stressful and makes it that much more stressful to the point where it seems uncopable with. And related to that, we're unhooking this identity here of I am incapable, meaning I am not capable of coping with this. Okay, and all this is fairly subconscious, the I am incapable bit. As some of you might have it more on a conscious brain level. Okay, and as this unhooks, so fascinating. There is this image that I see of just a small child, maybe 3, 4, 5, in that age range, very little. And just standing alone and quite sad, but nobody's actually soothing it. So it's actually looking very forlorn. Oh, okay. So it's actually showing that if you were to express sadness, that leads to another layer of being either ignored, rejected, or unaccepted. All right, got it. Okay, loves, we're ready to work with this Sidri energy here and clean out this last little bit of anger here. Just giving this a few slow, deep breaths. We're just unhooking and releasing, breathing here. Just give that another few deep breaths. That one needs to integrate. Breathing here. Okay. We're heading back to this heart lung area now here, and we're working with this feeling of, I'm not going to say it quite right, this feeling of at times almost being possessed, perhaps actually by, something, but this is more so by having like anger overtake you and possess you and feeling like now you're no longer your own being or your own self. It may also tie into this feeling of having like a darker spirit or a heavier energy there too for some of you. Okay, so the first thing is that we need to do is actually repair the Wei Qi to address this. That's that protective energy layer that surrounds our entire external body. And we're linking this all into the crown chakra, which has a very heavy hand in helping us to transcend and release and let go of things. So it's got our back. It's going to be like the muscle of this all, if you will. Okay, and then now that anger doesn't have to have our back, and we're going to release that belief system that anger is what I use to feel protected. And the crown chakra is now helping us to transcend that. The Wei Qi is helping us to feel protected. This darkness or this feeling of possession, if you will, of ang by anger, by something else, is what we're releasing here. As we do that, it's also needing to address the judgment that you have around your own anger and how it gets expressed. As we release that, it'll free up anger to do what it does best, to create movement, to create momentum. Blood can't flow through our veins without movement energy, meaning anger energy. Air can't move through your lungs without movement energy, meaning anger energy. It has many healthy roles to play, but it cannot do that if you're busy judging yourself for your expression of anger. And this is bringing up all those times where you were told to just be like a good girl or be a good boy. And if you're a male listening to this call, there's also a layer of, boys are gonna be boys. And it's like, yeah, okay. And interesting, sorry, I don't know if I'm giving voice adequately here. There's so much coming in all at once around this all. And there's this idea of I need to suppress my own anger because if I express it, I might end up hurting somebody else. So it's railing against that internal protective energy or that internal nourishing energy that you have within you, or potentially both. And it's all linking into a belief system of my anger divides me. Like it's this internal divide between your own feminine nurturer and your own masculine protector. So it's just creating all these divisions, almost like a fragmentation, if you were to throw a stone into a mirror or a window and it cracks everywhere. Okay, and this division is leading to this feeling of almost like feeling like you're cracking up at times. Neat. And as we release this, it's being defined by the consciousness of soul restoration. And we're doing a general environment balancing to all those events out ha at hand for you and your environment out there, whether you have little ones going back into the school system right now and you're figuring life out in a variety of different ways, perhaps they're not going back into the school system, or however it may be, whatever the newest events are at hand in our environment at the moment. We're looking at all of those feelings around how am I going to handle this? Am I going to crack up? Am I going to be able to stably deal with this? And the impact of that on the soul all at the same time. Okay, so first of all, let's work with a feeling of stability to support this. We're going to link this all into the gallbladder meridian as it runs through the side body. And we've talked a lot about the side body being our stabilizer. And we're also working with connecting it through to the very midline, your very core of who it is you are, to also increase that this feeling of stability within life at hand. It's also bringing in the Ming Men, the gate of life. And that area is three acupuncture points in the back body around L2, L3, including bladder 23 and governing vessel 4. And interesting, it's almost like there's this fearful protective energy. The image I see is of, oh my gosh, I better close the gate here. I can't let anything in. It might get me. But the idea is actually we need the gate of life to be open to take in life, to feel fueled and to be vital to receiving. Okay, and as we work with this is all connecting now into the right atrium, which from a body talk perspective is where we think that the soul is stored. Within the soul, there is a combination of fear and anger, creating an interesting feeling here of rage, almost that protective mama bear type of energy. But after a while, that can deplete the soul to have to hang on to anger. It can create new levels of anxiety by just hanging on to it, because anger tends to, when we hang on to it, create destruction. And underneath anger, there's a little bit of fear here too, within that anxiety, but also in addition to that, this fear of like, what if what I'm doing isn't enough? What if what I'm doing isn't enough? And on the other hand, what if I'm doing is too much? What if like all the things that I'm doing is too much and it might damage additional pieces or additional things? And from here, for whatever reason, we're unhooking the energy of dad. And instead, we're bringing in now the healthy energy of your own internal masculine protector energy. Whether dad was awesome in your life, this is now about restabilizing you to find within yourself that protective energy. He gave you everything you needed. If dad wasn't so awesome in your life, that's okay too. It likely means that you cultivated all those same qualities in a different way independently. And because you're already doing it independently, we're actually addressing not just that it's there, but we're unhooking those pieces of, I don't have quite the right word, but this feeling of like, you didn't do this for me, so I had to do it on my own. So a little bit of anger, like, screw you, Dad, I had to do this all on my own. Okay. As we restore this consciousness of protection, we're going to bring in a general hydration of the entire body mind, starting with the primary masculine nature and then the primary feminine nature. And all this is now linking into the large intestine. And we're doing a nice a release of anger all the way through the internal lining of the intestines. And it's anger around having to deal with the events again at hand. To the point where the gut brain is getting a little bit twisted up in knots too, and there's a certain layer of anxiety here as well. Okay, so we're releasing that too. Usually wherever there's anger, there's often fear. The two hang out together. All right, love bugs, we're going to tap this part in here, just giving this all a few slow deep breaths. Okay, and then we're heading into the immune system. The immune system gets impacted dramatically by anger. And we're running a general body chemistry here, addressing microbes, toxins, allergies, intolerances. Those microbes can include everything from viruses, bacteria, to parasites and fungi. Everything in between. Including all the things that we don't even know about the immune system and all the areas that it impacts, which is a lot. As we run this general body chemistry, we need to also support lymphatic drainage through the bone marrow. And the bone marrow hangs on to our very, well, deeply embedded, usually from our ancestors, belief systems, our core beliefs around who it is we think that we are, and how it is we need to navigate life, and how it is we need to be in this world. And that's ready for a spring clean. As we do that, it's actually restoring the sense of confidence. We're going to link it into the solar plexus chakra, that center of personal empowerment. And again, it's linking right back into the soul around this feeling of needing just a little bit more restoration work here. And we're just running your permissions here. My soul is at peace. My soul is at peace. And that one's homework. You guys have to continue to play with it for as long as you like. My soul is at peace. And I suggest finding eyes in a mirror, being your own very best bullshit radar detector, and just continuing to say those words until it sounds calm and assertive for you. My soul is at peace. And if you like, you can try those words on out loud here and now, just giving this all a few slow, deep breaths. We're going to tap this in. And the soul itself wants just a little bit of additional tapping. So I'm going to do that too. Never had to do soul tapping before. This is kind of cool. Okay, nice. So we're just going to tap the heart and save that all here again, giving that another slow, deep breath. My soul is at peace. Okay, just giving that another slow, deep breath. We're going to integrate this here. All right, love bugs. We're heading into the sphenoid bone. And it's almost as if it's tilted to the right side. We're just going to level it back up here. As we do that, there's a few little adhesions. It looks like throughout the sphenoid where it attaches to all the other skull bones. And we're looking at one where it attaches onto the vomer bone. That's a thing that in martial arts they teach you, like in defensive martial arts type of movements, where they go hi-ya, you're supposed to like jam the nose bone to disable your attacker. And we're working with another where it's hooking on to the sella turcica, which cradles our pituitary gland. Sella turcica means Turkish saddle, just for fun. There you go. And we're also working with another adhesion where it attaches onto the temporal bone here. Okay, so as we address all of those at the same time, and there's just a little bit of shifting going on within the internal landscaping that needs to settle, so I'm just going to give that a second. Okay, nice. And now we need to run a vivaxis, which is just a realignment. And we're going to do it for the brainstem of the brain, of the head brain, I should say. And just imagine that that's gotten compressed or weighed down by the burdens of life, so to speak. And we're just simply elevating and releasing that. So if I could take your entire, it's kind of similar to that movement to when massage therapists like stretch out your neck. But we're doing that on the internal brain structures rather than on the muscles of the neck, which releasing that can support that by all means, where our focus is just slightly different here. So as we release that heaviness within the brainstem and we lift the brain back up into its natural cavity here, I see the senses literally lighting up and looking around with new awarenesses that they may not have had an opportunity to take in life from this perspective before, to actually experience all that they need to sense here physically and subtly. It's just getting absorbed and it's allowing for this gentle rewiring of the nervous system. It's defined by the energies of softness and compassion as well as grace. And I just hear the words, I can see clearly now. I can hear clearly now. I can feel clearly now for all the five senses. And it just keeps rotating from sense to sense. I just hear that on rinse and repeat. And we're actually going to keep that running for the next 24 hours. It's defined by the consciousness of being lifted up rather than you having to struggle to push yourself up or lift yourself up or hold yourself up, working with this consciousness simply of being lifted up. And then we're running a second permissions for your entire spine, and the words simply are, I am fully supported. Oh, excuse me, apparently that one was for me as well. Just giving this all a few slow, deep breaths here. Next up, we're addressing the anger around having to let go, and whether that's of control, freedom, something else, anything in between, letting go. What are you angry about having to let go of? What have you been previously upset about that you've had to let go of something? That might be an aspect of yourself, that might be something external. Maybe it's a change in your way of life as of late. Whatever it may be, and it may be several of those things, just simply welcome them here and allow them to be here. And as we address this, just noticing all that you're grieving that you've had to let go of, and all that you're angry about letting go of, and just continue to welcome this. Just a little bit more than you already have. And just for now, could you let that go? Just for now. And just for now, would you let that go? As best as you can. Even 1% is perfect. When would you be willing to let that go? And if there's anything that remains here, just welcome it to be here, allowing it to be here, observing it, noticing it. And as best as you can, could you let that go just for now? And in this moment, would you let this go? When? And again, if there's anything that remains here, invite it, allow it, welcome it to be here. And with that, welcoming all the stories, all the judgments, all the expectations, all the demands. All the feelings that are associated with this, let's just simply welcome and allow them to be here as well. And now, welcoming that this is somehow yours to carry, that it's personal in some way, shape, or form for you. And now, welcoming what is beyond all of this, welcoming the all that is beyond this. Okay, last round. If there's anything that remains here, just welcoming it here, allowing it to be here. All the stories that are here with this, allow them to be here. Whatever they may be in this moment, welcome them. Welcome all that goes with those stories, the judgments, the expectations, the wants, the needs, the have-tos, the shoulds, the musts. All the busyness that's here, just simply welcoming it and allowing it to be here, giving it space to just simply be. And now, can you also welcome the feeling that this is somehow yours to carry, that it's your burden, it's about you, it's personal in some way, shape, or form? I just hear the permission statement. I lay down the burden of my anger. I lay down the burden of my anger. I lay down the burden of my anger. And now, welcoming what is beyond all of this, welcoming the all that is beyond this. Can you simply allow yourself to be here as you are? Welcoming yourself to be here, even just a little bit more than that. And perhaps even just a little bit more than that. We're gonna link all of that energy, all that work that you've done right out into that soul again, working with that consciousness of soul restoration, and then in turn into the lungs, the large intestine, as well as the heart to harmonize all of it. Just breathing here, we're gonna tap that all in. Okay, loves. Giving that another slow, deep breath. We're just gonna let that piece integrate here. Okay. And then for our next piece, it's starting off with cortices switching and pancreas reflex point. So cortices helps to balance the two sides of our brain. Switching helps to work with coping with stress. Pancreas reflex point helps to balance the two sides of our body. All of these elements help to work with integration, taking in the joy of life, taking in the peace or the sweetness of life, feeling the embrace of the universe is mostly related to the pancreas reflex point. There's an element of that throughout the others too that we're going to bring in here as we work with all three collectively. Then we're going to link that all into lung one points as it works with new beginnings, and you've heard that a few times. This time we're working with it relating to heart one. And heart one works to open up that chest even more. Okay. As we do this, think about giving yourself permission to begin anew and to open your heart anew to the world in a way that you haven't perhaps before. Giving this all a few slow, deep breaths here. Okay, And to further integrate, we need to link the heart into the prefrontal cortex, our center for compassion, wisdom, connection to our higher self, our center of well-being to a certain extent, you can think of it as. And we're linking that through to the occipital part of our brain. That occipital cortex works with vision and being able to literally vision and envision yourself in that center of wisdom and center of higher self. And there's lots of work with vision today. That might be interesting homework to contemplate and see what else that resonates for you around this concept of vision. Okay. Then in turn, we're linking that into the sense of hearing. We're linking that into the ears around what is it you're willing to hear? What is it you're not willing to hear? And finding the right balance as well between hearing the useful things for you and letting some of the other stuff fade away. Okay, so hearing the most appropriate, useful things. The ears are also the processing center of the kidneys, and that's connecting us into the kidneys and their center of willpower, which is not like the willpower to not eat that, you know, bag of chips. This is the will to live, the will to be here, the will to be alive. The will to live fully. Breathing here, loves, we're going to tap this part in. Okay. And just giving that another slow, deep breath. Thank you so much for being here. I think that we've discussed a few options for ideas to continue to integrate in our week here. What isn't quite a week, by the way, our next session, there's been a slight schedule change. It's been rescheduled. So instead of being on the usual Wednesday next week, it will be on Monday, October 19th. Okay. The reason being is it was scheduled on the 21st originally, as per usual. And then WestJet now flights change, and they just randomly change your flights quite a bit on you, apparently, despite having paid for not having layovers. Now I get to fly out much, much earlier and have a very extended layover as I head out to Vancouver to do a training. So flying is my first flight since March, so it'll be a new experience at the airport for sure. But as a result of WestJet moving my flight itinerary around all over the place, I think I've had 4 changes on my flight schedule alone so far, and I just booked it maybe a month ago. We now have to change the date of our next Buddhas and Butterflies to Monday, okay? So I'll potentially see you there live. As always, I'll post the recording, of course. And thank you so much for always being here, being present, being attentive to yourselves and observing and taking in this energy for you and for yourself. Also, I don't always mention it out loud, but thank you to all that support you in being here, family, friends, etc. Okay. All right, Mayal, I'm going to sign off for now. I'll hit unmute so we can actually hear other human beings on the call. Oh, interesting. I can't actually hit unmute on this end. Some of the settings have changed. Maybe I can. Nope, you have to do it on your end. I must have missed something. I'm getting lots of thank yous in the chat, so thank you, and you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome, y'all.
Thank you.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye, y'all.